ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we will be examining a question which is related to the month we are currently in. As you know, this is the month of Muharram, and this month is significant because in this month, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was martyred along with some of his companions and friends on the plains of Karbala. So here at IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad event. In order to answer the question we want to pose today, we will take reference to hadith. The question actually is, what are the virtues of Imam Hussein? The reason why we pose this question is that until we don't know the virtues of the Imam alayhi salam, it becomes difficult for us to understand why his martyrdom is so significant and why his death and his murder was so important and so sad. Why is it so such a solemn event? In order to answer this question, let's look at some hadiths in which some of the virtues of Imam Hussein have been reflected and manifested. In one beautiful hadith, a person named Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman narrates, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam holding the hand of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, saying, O people, this is Hussein ibn Ali. So acknowledge him by he who holds my life in his hand. Verily, he will be in paradise. Those who love him will be in paradise, and those who love his lovers will be in paradise. And in another hadith, a person named Shu'ayb ibn Abdul Rahman al-Khuza'i said, a mark, so like a wound or a mark or a mark was seen on Imam Hussein alayhi salam's back on the day of Taf, meaning Ashura. So they asked Zain al-Abidin about it, alayhi salam. And he replied, this is the mark, the wound, left by the sacks of food he carried on his back to the houses of widows, orphans, and the destitute. And in another hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, on the death on the day of Ashura, said the following, death is better than embarking on a life of indignity, and indignity is preferable over plunging into the fire. A reporter has said, by God, I have never seen a defeated one whose children, household, and companions have all been killed as calm as him. The men, meaning the enemies, were fighting harshly with him, and he too was harsh with them with his sword. He attacked an enemy of 30,000, scattered them in front of him as if they were scattered locusts. He then returned to his base, saying, there is no power or strength save in God. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. Save in God, the Most High, the Most Supreme. These were some of the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the light of the hadith of the infallibles alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.